Big development last night in the legal fight over the abortion pill mifepristone. The pill will remain available after a federal appeals court ruling, but it will be somewhat harder to get. Shefali Luthra is covering this for The 19th, a nonprofit news organization covering gender, politics, and policy. Shefali, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just to back up for the rest of us, last week a federal judge in Texas ruled to undo the FDA approval of mifepristone, take it off the market quickly. The Biden administration appealed, and this appeals court news came quickly. What was the court's reasoning to keep mifepristone on the market?
The appeals court last night wrote that the charge to take mifepristone off the market has essentially come too late. This drug has been approved since 2000. They argued that there was a statute of limitations that it appears the plaintiffs have not met. To be clear, this is sort of an intermediary type of ruling, and they do write in their decision that they could see a world in which the plaintiffs, the anti-abortion doctors who are suing to get mifepristone removed, do ultimately prevail. But for now, they're unsure that there's a legal case in that regard. But they do, for the moment, impose some pretty intense restrictions on access to mifepristone, essentially taking us back 7 years to 2016, when the drug was not allowed to be dispensed through telemedicine, when it required 3 in-person visits, and when, at the time, it was only given for people up to 7 weeks of pregnancy. Whereas now, we have enough evidence, the FDA and the World Health Organization, to show that actually mifepristone works up to 10 weeks and arguably through the first trimester.
Okay, and just to kind of understand these restrictions, is the appeals court ruling saying it is bringing back some FDA restrictions that the agency had lifted back in 2016?
That's exactly correct. And to be clear, we're not quite sure how this is going to play out. It's all very confusing right now because the ruling that came on Friday night came at the same time as a different ruling in a district court in Washington, where the judge there ruled that in at least 17 states, there could be no changes made to how mifepristone is dispensed. And so these two courts are in conflict at the moment. And actually, the Biden administration has appealed this case to the Supreme Court. So it is likely that ultimately this is a decision that we will be getting from the highest court in the land.
Yeah. Okay. And is it likely to move quickly through the legal system to get to the Supreme Court, or is it too early to know?
I think it is too early to know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens quite quickly, just because the conflict that the FDA finds itself in is quite unworkable. On the one hand, they have the appeals court, the Fifth Circuit, telling them that across the country, they have to impose these restrictions on mifepristone. And they have a different court in Washington, also a federal court, telling them that actually in 17 states plus DC, they cannot change anything. That's an unworkable situation, and they need a higher authority to step in.
This appeals court we're talking about, the Fifth Circuit, is historically one of the most conservative in the country. And even though it kept access for now to mifepristone, as you're explaining, much of the language of this ruling appears to side with the anti-abortion plaintiffs in this Texas case. What do you find notable about the ruling and its terminology?
I think what is quite striking about this decision, and you're right, this court is known for being quite conservative, especially on abortion, is they frequently reference the Comstock Act, right? This law that prohibited the mailing of quote-unquote obscene materials. And the Comstock Act has not been employed for decades and decades, at least in the context of mailing abortion pills. And in this decision, they argue that actually the Comstock Act does bar the mailing of medication abortion and bars the mailing of anything that could be used to induce an abortion. And they say that's whether someone knows that the medication will be used for that or not. It's a very sweeping interpretation, and we are already hearing from legal experts quite concerned about what this could mean longer term for building a legal theory that restricts abortion nationwide.
Shefali Luthra is health reporter for The 19th, a nonprofit news organization covering gender, politics, and policy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.